Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world too, via the internet and satellite. And a little bit later today, I will be over in Orlando at CPAC. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus fight, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way. We're also on Gab the same way. We're also on Parler at The Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Joining us right now for hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And don't forget that we emphasize the two words, under God. Well, there's some breaking news coming in here that's being reported right now. The FBI has an apparent lead in the D.C. Capitol Police Officer Sicknick death investigation as to what might have happened to him.
Well, that is very good news, obviously.
Yeah, and he was not, to the best of my knowledge, struck in the head with a fire extinguisher, but he did get into an altercation with somebody, and apparently that's where this is all going. Now, a lot of Democrats, more than two, probably a half dozen to a dozen, are upset that Joe Biden bombed Syria without authorization from the Congress. Did you hear that?
I sure have, Captain. This is going to create some strange bedfellows, as it were, because you've got some Democrats, as you said, that are criticizing the president. Then you have some Republicans that are lauding the president for what he did in terms of the airstrikes in Syria.
Well, here's what we know. Here's what the Biden administration said.
Pentagon officials say the strikes were retaliation for recent attacks on U.S. interests in Iraq. The U.S. airstrike in Syria targeted facilities belonging to a powerful Iranian-backed militia. White House spokesman Jen Psaki said President Biden is sending an unambiguous message that he's going to act to protect Americans. She also said the Pentagon briefed congressional leadership before the action. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As a result, the threat level has been raised to the U.S. troops in Iraq after the multiple rocket attacks on U.S. bases during the past week by Iranian-backed militias. As a matter of fact, they're expecting another attack any time.
Well, exactly right. And part of what some of these Democrat senators, including Tim Kaine of Virginia, were saying is that they don't think the attack without congressional approval was constitutional unless there were extraordinary circumstances. They believe that a retaliatory strike is not necessary to prevent an imminent threat, and that they must get congressional authorization. So they were briefed, but they weren't happy about it. And they, again, this is really something to see this kind of turnabout with the Democrat senators.
Well, they've been there all the time. We just haven't heard from them, but now they're making it more vocal because I guess they got a reason to. And, oh, by the way, the other thing is they want to get rid of the exclusive use of the president and the carrying the football, carrying the nuclear codes.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. They're trying to get that scattered into some other hands. I don't know exactly how that's going to work, but it's just not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. That's powers vested with the president. It certainly would seem to complicate matters extraordinarily as far as our foes might be concerned. Mm-hmm. We need to be able to respond under any circumstances.
Now, here's one for you. We've heard about all the problems with New York State Governor Cuomo, right?
Right, right.
And the nursing home and stuff?
Right.
Suddenly, Michigan Governor Whitmer is in the news, as she's facing calls for an investigation into the coronavirus nursing home deaths there, where she did the same thing that Cuomo did, only she did it in Michigan, he did it in New York, and people died.
Well, right. We have Republican lawmakers in Michigan. They are calling for that investigation, and they're saying that the infections soared and so forth over the past year, and that these are the unintended consequences, I guess, of Governor Whitmer. But this is certainly something that, again, follows along those exact same kinds of lines, and we need to find out what happened.
Right. Now, in case you haven't heard, folks, the COVID relief bill passed in the House, 219-212. There were two Democrats that actually voted with the Republicans. There were a couple of Republicans that did not vote, and I guess that's because they were down at CPAC.
Right, yeah, but no Republican voted for this bill at all. Yeah.
No, party lines. Yep. And here's the other thing. We found out that some families could receive up to $14,000 in the Democrats' stimulus bill. And the more kids you got and the lower the income, the more money you can get.
Right, yeah. So I think that may come over time because this particular bill has different payouts, $400 per week unemployment supplement, this kind of thing, child tax credit, right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, but it looks like the stimulus bill is one step closer to becoming reality, and that $1,400 check that everybody's been sitting here waiting on is getting closer to getting to you. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging on my phone line. Now, folks, in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty plus that $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time that they finish putting the windshield in. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. So just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get that $100 put right in the palm of your hand. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There you go. All right. Now, not to be outdone, but some people sometimes like to call and complain about this and about that. And, well, we've heard the Republicans this, and, well, we've heard the Democrats that, but nobody does anything, this, that, and the other. Actually, they do. You just don't know what they're doing. And, of course, the majority rules in this system that we have in America. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah. Now, we all know that we have people that are in the Republican Party that are what we call rhinos, correct?
That's right.
Well, it's the individual's responsibility in the states that you're living in, not mine, not yours, but the individual's responsibilities where the rhinos happen to be to get them out of office. And you don't do that by reelecting them over and over and over and over again. You primary them with someone that's young, that's got the vitality and the strength that can get out there and do the job better than the other person. Tell me I'm wrong so far.
Nope, you're not wrong.
All right, so This is the answer to America right now. I've said it before. I'll say it again. You can complain all you want. You can sit on your butt. You can go, well, I did this, and all this crap that comes out there. But get off your keister, get out there, and do something about it. Right?
Well, exactly right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Because, again, you know, what's done is done at this point. And the only way to affect real change, it's not going to go away on its own. It's not going to be something that's just going to happen. But if we put the work in, we work locally, and we, as you said, Captain, begin to elect people who reflect the values of the constituency, you'll change this. You'll change the election laws, and mm-hmm. or how about this? Enforce the election laws, and we'll be in a much better shape.
And see, we already did that. We did that in 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, and believe it or not, in 2012. I was a part of three Tea Party groups in Florida. I helped form three of them. One of them is still around and still acting, very active, very busy all the time. They take trips up to Tallahassee because all politics are local, remember?
Of course.
Think nationally, act locally. So when they want something done at the state level, they climb in their van and boom, away they go, and they drive up to Tallahassee, knock on doors, do what needs to be done, and away you go. They're not sitting on their butt going, oh, I don't know what to do. They're doing something about it. So start attending these meetings. Start getting involved. Get out there on some of the street corners with the people with the flags, this, that, and the other. I happen to be a motivational speaker. I go around to a lot of these groups all around the state of Florida, and I've even been up into Georgia, and I've even been up into Alabama and North and South Carolina talking to groups, motivating them, telling them about what we did that a lot of people are not aware of back when the Tea Parties were very active and just about anywhere you wanted to look. Well, the point is, we haven't gone anywhere. We learned how to play the game.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, Captain, one of the things that the far left in this country, Democrat Party elite, one of the things they're banking on that people will look at what's happening at the national level, watch the national media, the mainstream media, and conclude that nothing can be done, throw up their hands, and give up. That's what they expect you to do. But don't do that.
And the likes of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, they are a minority compared to the likes of the conservatives, the Tea Party folks, the folks that are in the 9/12 groups, the folks that are in the Trump clubs. They are a minority. We are the majority. And you have to start acting like it and conducting yourself in that manner and getting out there and doing something about helping to eliminate the problem that America is faced with. It's not. The problem is not us. The problem is them. Every time you turn around, I can point a finger and not point it very far at something that a Democrat has done or a progressive has done or in some cases even a libertarian has done. That's not helped but hurt the country.
Well, sure, exactly. And the more vocal mm-hmm. and the more active people are, the more people are going to join into the cause, as it were.
Now, you heard about some of the people that were arrested up there in Washington, D.C., right?
Right.
And they're calling them Trump supporters, right?
Right.
Well, some of them may be, some of them may not be. Some of them had hats, this, that, and the other. But the fact of the matter is they weren't the people that were there for the most part, the several hundred thousand that were there. A couple of hundred of them or 300 of them, as the case may be, got out of line and went in there and tore things up and wrecked things. But the groups that they were part of were radical far-right groups.
Well, exactly right.
And that doesn't even take into account Antifa that was there to do bad stuff anyway.
Well, right. And again, the extremists on either side of the spectrum, they don't represent the regular folks who want good things for their country, who vote, who want lower taxes, that kind of thing, and yet they have been trying to be lumped in mm-hmm. by particular members of the media and government for that.
Now, I'm not going to say that every member of the Proud Boys is a bad person, because they're not. I've met several of them, but some of them are out there, and some of them are really radical with their thinking and what they want to do. And the Bogalusa Boys, they were never good at all. And then some of these other skinhead groups. And then, like I say, Antifa, which is predominantly white, I might add, correct?
Right.
Yeah, those are white affluent students who, by the way, some of them got dressed up in Trump gear, wore hats, this, that, and the other, and then put their black stuff on after the fact so they could go in and do their dastardly deeds. But you have to understand the intel that's starting to come out from this, and that's why Colonel Jim is on the program, because of what he brings to the table. The things that we're starting to hear that's filtering out, and we are going to get this out there again every week. We have a little bit more info to talk about. It's unbelievable. And these people, these were not true Trump supporters, not the people that were there that go out to stand on a corner, that wave the flags, wave the signs, go to the rallies, go to the meetings. These weren't the people that got into trouble up there.
Well, right. And there is a lot more going on in all of this rather than the simple narrative that has been put forth about it.
Yep.
And Captain, I'll just say that there's more decent people in this country than there are radical extremists of either side,
yep.
And that's what we got to work on.
And there were 24 people that were armed with some sort of weapon, but only two that had firearms.
Right.
And they're trying to make it sound, oh, it was an armed insurrection. No, it wasn't.
Well, right. I mean, the whole thing was terrible, but you're right. The narrative is what's important when it comes to the media.
You can follow the story, but by God, make sure you check the facts, because you'll find out when you check the facts, it's not what they're telling you it is, especially the mainstream media.
Well, right, because, again, they have a particular goal. That
they have an agenda.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, Senator Tom Cotton yesterday said that President Trump, former President Trump, has a big role to play in the Republican Party's future. Of course, Joe Biden is trying to derail any of the accomplishments by Donald Trump. But the more he tries, the more obvious it's going to be as to how good we had it under Donald Trump and how bad he's making it under Joe Biden.
Well, you know, Captain, as we begin to come out of the COVID-19 shutdowns and all of the related issues, and we will come out of it, we're not going to be emerging into a Trump-style economy. We're going to be emerging into a controlled Biden, debacle, unfortunately, and I hate to say it, but that will be a very stark contrast, and people are going to start asking questions, and then we're going to see even more of the shouting down, and no, these people, oh, no, that's an extreme view. You can't have that view on the economy. The economy's wonderful, or that kind of stuff. But the proof will be in the pudding.
Well,
the people will see.
The economy is a lot better than what people think. And what they're going to do is they're going to load a bunch of stimulus into the economy, which is rallying and picking up from where it was. And they may, if there is such a thing, overstimulate the economy. Think about that for a minute as we once again go to break. And, folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'll be right back with more. And Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Hey, got Obama fall!
Why shotgun?
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news? This week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The House is burning midnight oil, hammering out details of President Biden's $1.9 trillion relief package.
Legislation that saves lives and saves the livelihoods
of the American people.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi speaking during a meeting of the Rules Committee. The bill passed the procedural hurdle. My party lines 219 to 210. A $15 an hour federal minimum wage is not expected to go through. The Senate parliamentarian ruled that such an increase could not be included in the bill under Senate rules. After U.S. airstrikes on two Iranian-backed militia groups in Syria, the Biden administration warns Iran against threatening U.S. troops in Iraq.
The president is sending an unambiguous message that he's going to act to protect Americans. And when threats are posed, he has the right to take an action.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Now, I want to invite everybody that can hear me to join me this coming Saturday, next weekend, March the 6th, for the unveiling of the Harley-Davidson Memorial at Burt's Barracuda, which is located at 10525 49th Street North, Clearwater, Florida, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, they're located right across the street from Quaker Steak and Lube in Pinellas Park. Now, Harley-Davidson has had a very important role in defending our nation's freedom during World Wars I and II, plus Korea and Vietnam, because motorcycles were very much a part of the military scouts that were out there doing their jobs. Now, enjoy live entertainment from the Bearded Brothers Band. There'll be food from the veterans' food truck there, so bring your appetite along with you. And this is a family-friendly event. So if you get there early, you'll be there for the color guard and the national anthem. You can join me at Burt's Barracuda, Harley-Davidson, this coming Saturday, March the 6th, for the Harley-Davidson War Memorial unveiling. Now, again, that's just north of U.S. 19 on 49th Street, across the street from Quaker Steak and Lube. For more information, you can go to Burt's, B-E-R-T-S, BurtsBarracuda.com, and I look forward to seeing you out there. I'll be very easy to spot because I'm going to have a tent. One of my radio station tents that'll be there, and I'll be right there. And bring a chair with you if you want. You can sit there and enjoy the shade because it's probably going to be a sunshiny type of day down here in Florida. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the FDA panel yesterday endorsed the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. And here's a little bit more about that.
The president says the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be made available immediately upon its emergency authorization.
If the FDA approves the use of this new vaccine, we have a plan to roll it out as quickly as Johnson & Johnson can make it.
The White House says 3 to 4 million doses of the new vaccine could be shipped next week. Johnson & Johnson is committed to providing 100 million doses by the end of June. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, it did, and they will, and it'll be out this week. You'll see several million doses of that coming out to either the drugstores that are involved around the country or the grocery stores that are involved around the country or Walmart with their pharmacy that's involved around the country. But again, you have to have an appointment, right, Kyle?
Well, that's right. And one of the key things about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, Captain, obviously, of course, it's going to be very effective. They talk about having no hospitalizations or deaths. That would be associated with it in terms of if you get it, you're not going to likely go to the hospital, which is good. Then also, it looks like that can be stored at inside a regular refrigerator, not having to acquire some kind of deep cold refrigeration.
Well, 500,000 people tested it, so it's pretty well received.
Yes, exactly right. Mm-hmm. So this is all good news because now you've got a third vaccine in the mix.
Yeah.
And the more, the better. That's right.
Now, did you hear about Joe Biden's Texas trip yesterday?
Maybe just a little bit. I know that.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff about CPAC, so it didn't get out a lot about what Joe Biden did when he went to Texas yesterday, to Houston in particular. But the Associated Press actually came out and wrote what Joe Biden was going to be saying, the praises he was going to have, this, that, and the other, before he ever said it. And nobody had a copy of the speech. Now, that's not journalism. That is propaganda from where I come from. What say you?
Well, you know, the journalists that at one time were constantly going after Donald Trump, probably, I don't know if they got a memo on it, but certainly I'm sure there's a memo somewhere on it that says, okay, your role has now changed. You are now stenographers, you know, and it's trying to be a little bit humorous there, but that's exactly, I think, what the Biden administration people expect. Mm-hmm. They don't want lots of questions and or probing.
Now, after reports that the Army could revamp the fitness test scoring for women, in other words, make it lower so it would make it easier for the women, one of the first female infantry officers spoke up and said, no, wait a minute. Don't do that.
Yeah, well, again, I mean, this has been an ongoing issue, obviously, for a long time, this concept. But, of course, you've got to be pretty tough, you know, to be in the Army. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Also, hundreds of Border Patrol agents have been moved from their assignments. They've been relocated further away from one border and down onto another border. You know what I'm talking about?
What's that?
Well, they're being pulled off the northern border with Canada, which we know that there could be a problem up there because of what goes on up there goes on down below, only not quite as much. But now they're going down to the southern border.
Very interesting. Yes, well, but again, you know, and of course they're opening up these what they now call influx centers, which used to be the so-called concentration camps under the Trump administration. So
With the cages,
exactly. And so it's really quite interesting, and it kind of goes back to what you're talking about with the media. You know, suddenly everything's just kind of A-okay. Okay, well, it sounds you know, it's good enough for me. Thank you, Jen. Everything's fine now. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yep. And have you noticed what's going on out there in Hollywood with some of the movie actors?
What's that?
Well, the conservative movie actors are moving down into the South, and in particular, there's a number of movie production companies that have shown up in the South. And they're making movies in places like Tennessee, Georgia, Texas, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi.
That's true. That's really true. And I think there was a liberal Hollywood production, basically, or producer, I think was not going to do any more productions in Georgia if they had voted about a particular abortion law.
That's well, good. See ya.
Yeah. But this is becoming sort of a real trend because they're going to find more niches for conservative, quote-unquote conservative-themed mm-hmm. or inspirational or family-themed mm-hmm. productions, and that's going to continue on, and there's going to be, I think, a larger separation mm-hmm. of political thought in the entertainment business.
Well, Donald Trump is still the leader of the Republican Party. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, right now he sure is, absolutely.
Okay. Should he be the 2024 nominee?
Well, that's a good question. I think that, number one, any talk of nominations this far out, pardon me, is going to be a little difficult.
Premature.
Exactly.
Yep. And anybody that, you know, if you want to announce you're running for president right now, fine, have at it. But Donald Trump doesn't need to. I believe he's the leader in a clubhouse.
Well, exactly. What he's got to do, he's going to be talking to CPAC. That's the first big launching, basically,
yeah.
relaunching of Trump.
Well, there's something else about CPAC. You know what it is?
What's that?
The straw poll.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a straw poll. And there's no telling. Sometimes people win that you don't know who they are or that they even were in it to begin with. But we'll see what happens with the straw poll. I'll make a prediction right now that Donald Trump wins it hands down.
Well, I think he certainly would. But I think the focus right now is going to be getting to 2022. That is a real launching pad for 2024. And of course, former President Trump will drive a lot of the attention and drive a lot of the agenda at this point.
Now, I've heard some discussion about, well, we got to have a third party. And matter of fact, some libertarians are thinking that they've got a real shot at it this time around. Well, dream on. Some people are thinking of Make America Great Party again. That's actually out of Northport, down south of my location here. It's got a real shot at it. Well, again, dream on. These third parties, when they come in, it takes a long time for a third party to gain recognition. And one of the ones that's been around the longest has gone nowhere. If anywhere, if anything, they've gone backwards over the last 15, 20 years, and that's the Green Party.
The Green Party. Well, but at this point in the game, without barring some other major kind of development, a third party at this point hands more elections to Democrats.
Sure.
And that's why, again, the GOP is going to be ironing out some differences, some different ideas. But ultimately, this is, again, where people are going to, I think, working class folks, folks that have been completely disappointed by the Democrat Party are going to be flocking to the Republicans, and Donald Trump helped start that.
And finally, there is an oversight board that's reviewing the Trump Facebook ban. They're considering his public profile and whether or not they want to put that up there. You know, I guess they call it 45. What's he really calling it now? 45 president or something? Anyway, whatever it is. Oh, 45 office. That's the website. And they're considering whether or not they want to put his new profile up there on Facebook.
Right. It's a group of 19 people and from all different parts of the world. That's right.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, number two. Tell you what's going on out there. There's probably been some changes. As a matter of fact, I can see right now there has been. So don't go anywhere. We shall return. More coming up on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. 26 years I worked in the mainstream media, no more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia Way with her husband Don. They operate the Double D Ranch up there. They have a bunch of horses in the stable and teach you all how to ride and all that good stuff, too. And don't forget, they're just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, the big hoo-ah out there to them for that and everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program, Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Pull on in there. Tell them you've been listening to me. Tell about them, and you get yourself a free cup of coffee and join the Drivers Club while you're there, too. Get yourself some points and save some money on all your purchases. Okay, here we go.
Yo, VIP, let's kick it. Alright, stop, collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. Extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal, light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
Dance,
go rush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom.
Deadly,
when I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kids, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
got in the hook while my DJ revolves it. Vegas, I'm pumping. Quick to the point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. Burning them, getting quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi hat with a souped up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rolling, in my 5.0, put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove, I kept on. Pursuing to the next stop, I bust 11, I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A. Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rockin' lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine.
Ready
for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells falling on the concrete.
Alrighty, that's Ice Cube with Ice Ice Baby. When's the last time you heard, or Vanilla Ice with Ice Ice Baby? When's the last time you heard that one, Kyle?
Yeah, that goes way back. Absolutely, it does. Yeah, and a little bit of, back in those days, they were doing what they called sampling a lot. And part of that sound is Queen with David Bowie from Under Pressure. And he used that as the little hook. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, everything else is what it is. The stimulus plan being what it is and all that stuff and everything else that's transpiring around the countryside. Well, I'm going to read the statement, then I'm going to give it to you. So here we go. We have had a little bit of a change in the weather since last hour. Several bands of heavy rain may cause flash flooding in the Mid-South. A potent storm will bring strong winds and critical fire weather threats into the Southwest and damaging Santa Ana winds to Southern California, which is where you're at. Heavy mountain snow will linger across the North and Central Rockies and the inner mountain area. Some areas will receive up to 3 feet of snow in the higher elevations. A wintry mix is also possible in the Appalachians and portions of the Northeast over the weekend. Take it away.
Thank you, Captain. We do have a fire weather watch tonight. This is in the southeastern corner of Arizona, going over a little bit into New Mexico there. If you're coming across I-10 in the Tucson area and east of there, you'll have that fire weather watch. Wind advisory, coming along Interstate 40, which is historic Route 66. This is going to be east of Albuquerque. You've got the wind advisory plus fire weather warning that bleeds over into parts of Texas, also up into Colorado, the southeastern corner, and then also the southwestern corner of Kansas right now. We also have, looks like, winter weather advisory. This is going to be in the Montana area, coming up I-90. This is going to be south of Billings right here. But over near Helena and Great Falls, we have another winter weather advisory. Be careful in the passes tonight, especially 4th of July pass. Also, Cabbage Hill, you want to be careful there. It's 30 degrees, and you want to make sure that you have chains because you might need them because of snow and so forth that could accumulate there. Winter storm warning outside of Seattle, also Portland, and as you mentioned, Captain, a high wind warning in California, Southern California especially. Those winds should be here through Sunday and could be damaging as we see another Santa Ana wind event starting up. Same thing, just outside of Reno, you've got a wind advisory coming down I-80 if you're heading that way tonight.
All right, well, here we go. First of all, we'll go to Nebraska, the eastern part of Nebraska, just south of Omaha for about 40 or 50 miles. A dense fog advisory in there, some rain in the mix, too, a little bit of mist. Then when you get down into Kansas now, all of a sudden we've got dense fog in the lower half of Kansas, over across into Missouri, in particular, up I-44 in Missouri, all the way over to Fort Leonard Wood from the Oklahoma line. Now, that being said, in Oklahoma, you've got fog along I-40 all the way back to about El Reno. You've got fog all the way up and down from the Texas border into about 100 miles worth of Kansas tonight. And it is dense fog going to make it a lot harder to drive. Arkansas I-40, you've got dense fog there, and then Pine Bluffs, dense fog in that area. You've got rain over around Memphis, across most of Tennessee, rain in the northern part of Mississippi tonight. You've got fog and a rain mixture, drizzle mixture, which is taking up a lot of Kentucky, as well as West Virginia. And then in the higher elevations of West Virginia and Maryland, we do have some snow tonight. And there's some snow now in upstate New York, in the Albany area, which is around Lake George, Albany, up towards Saratoga Springs and over, not quite to Utica, but it's staying pretty much in a higher elevation. Some snow in the Berkshires tonight as well, and some snow in the northern part of Maine. And we've got some patchy areas of fog down here in Florida, too, down in Naples and down below me down in Fort Myers. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and we will talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
Okay, and now, folks, live from Orlando, Florida, where she has been camped out for the past couple of days, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and you've been over there. And who did you talk to yesterday?
Oh, goodness. Well, I had several, short encounters. You really can't get into a lot of conversations because everybody wants to be in conversation with anybody that's got any kind of a title. But Marsha Blackburn and a second or two with Matt Gaetz, he's highly sought after. He also needs a fashion director because he didn't match it at all with anything he was wearing, but that's just a side point.
Yeah.
Had a good conversation with Gordon Chang, who's a buddy of mine, Trevor Loudon, who's a buddy of mine. So, I mean, I couldn't get close to Ted Cruz, and he was being swarmed.
Well, good reason. That was a hell of a speech.
Yep.
I got a call from Matt Gaetz, which is kind of surprising. And I told him I'd hope to be over there today, and I see him then because he's still there. He's there for the whole weekend. By the way, he missed the vote last night in the House, I think.
Well, probably, but I mean, unless they allow them to still vote by proxy. Remember, Pelosi was allowing that to happen.
I don't know. I didn't ask, and I didn't see. I just know the vote was 219 to 212 in favor of the Democrats, and two Democrats crossed over to the Republican side on the stimulus, but it did pass, and now it's going to the next level. By the way, this has got the $15 in it per hour wage hike.
Yeah, and it's which goes against the ruling from the Senate
parliamentarian,
yes.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, but it's also a fact that Kamala does not have to accept his ruling, which opens that up to a lawsuit, so we'll see what Kamala wants to do. Okay, I'll be right back after the top of our news all around the countryside with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We're going to continue a little chat about CPAC, and we're going to move on to the stimulus, where that's at. And, of course, we got the situation in Iraq. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.